Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ. He's the exact representation of God's nature. Jesus Christ is Lord and God. Amen. Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you and we believe that you're going to move in a new and wonderful way today in our lives. I pray for those listening. Reveal yourself to them in a fresh way and give them a fresh anointing if they're saved. If they're not, reveal to them that need, the absolute need that they need you as Lord and Savior. Amen. The glorious Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit is the answer for every person on the earth. Amen. His glory is beyond human words, beyond human expression, can never be put into human words. That's the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Father God. How this is so wonderful that every person on the earth is really searching for fulfillment, right, and purpose and meaning, and many people have a view of God, and they just haven't been touched by the Holy Spirit. If someone wants to know what God is like, just look right at Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, how wonderful this is, this glorious Savior of the world. And when we go deeper with Him, we realize He's His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His magnificence, and His gracious. He's merciful, gracious, giving. Oh, glory to God. And everything about Jesus is what the Father is like. That's what's so incredible. There is a difference, though, between Jesus Christ and the Father. And this is in the everything in our most holy faith is an eternal revelation. Amen. Recommended reading, Revelation chapter 1, Daniel chapter 10. These have recorded visions of Jesus Christ, of in His glory and His majesty. Daniel 10, yes, Daniel saw this man who was just full of glory, and his face was like the sun, like lightning, it says, and his eyes, torches of fire, flames of fire. This is Jesus Christ. That the famous one is Revelation 1. But God's glory, that's what is the answer. You know, when we find Him and His glory, we've found the treasure and the pearl of great price, which is just beyond human words. That is how we know Him and walk with Him. He gives us His strength, His power, His might, His love, His glory. He gives us, that's how we know Him and walk with Him and have the victory, you know, and everything is in Him. Before that, you know, if someone's, let's just, again, be technical. If someone's in the born-again phase, glory to God, they're saved. Amen. But they won't get it. They won't understand His glory at all. They cannot experience His glory. And let's just look at Jesus' words. Jesus said, unless a man's born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Jesus said just two verses later, this is in John chapter 3, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when someone's born of the Holy Spirit, they've entered the kingdom of God, and now they're like, wow, the glory of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. He is the Father. And we move into this, well, it's an eternal journey and an eternal adventure of knowing the only true God. And I want to emphasize, with Jesus Christ, when we are in the new life with Him, it's a celebration. Amen. A glorious celebration, even for all eternity. A celebration of why? Because God Almighty is a God of celebration and feasts and I mean, it's just beyond, it's like a celebration of all celebrations. The Holy Spirit will reveal all of this to us, but God is good all the time. He's the giver of all good things, even to the unsaved. He created everything good that you can think of. He created it. He thought of it, created it, provides it, and gives it to every person. Anything good. I mean, okay. But there's the other side. For those who don't know the only true God, who choose self instead of God, if they hear the gospel, they've chosen self instead of Jesus Christ. It's the most horrible suffering for all eternity. I have to say it because it's a privilege to say it. I have to say it. If they die and their name is not in the book of life, they will go to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what Jesus said. We go by the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. And so that's such a big objection. People hear that, they instantly say, oh, I don't want, that's, they've chosen to object. You know, we as believers, if we don't accept all of these truths in the Bible, we've chosen not to accept them. I don't want to sound harsh, but, you know, I know it's kind of ironic that I'm presenting a message about the glory of the Lord and how it's a celebration, and it is. But I have to balance it with, there's the other side. And that other side also applies to believers. It's serious. And so what's the answer? Continue on with Jesus Christ. Have daily repentance. Serve the Lord with all that we have. Stay humble. Have a broken and contrite spirit. Stay humble. Love. That's a key. You know, many unsaved people know that love is the answer, and they practice it, and they're right. And they're exactly, you know, they may not be saved, but they are doing the right thing. It's about love. You know, we all have people who will hurt us, and so we need to forgive. You know, that's a necessity. But so I want to give some you might call them practical spiritual things, but the two sides, it's so important for us to understand there are two sides, and it all results from the fact that it's God Almighty, the great and awesome God, against the enemy, who is, there's many names for him. You know, he's the deceiver, the enemy. So it's these two sides, and every person has the choice between the God or self. And believers have the choice every day the privilege, what a privilege to choose him. Choose you this day whom you will serve. So I know that I want to focus on these general truths and hammer it into our spirit beings, because we are foolish. We need to hear things again and again and again until they get into our spirit person. And this celebration, the deepest reality of that celebration is when we meet the Holy Spirit, when we know Him, the glorious Lord Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. His glory, that's the greatest celebration. That's what humans were born to do, is to fellowship with God. That should be a series that I do. Let me say that again. Humans were born to fellowship with God forever. Amen. Believe it or not, that is, that's just amazing. 95% or more of the world has no concept of that. That's what's just, it's a dilemma. It's the dilemma of all dilemmas. That's why humans were, you know, this, if we look at the big picture, God created the human race, a great man of God said, to destroy the enemy forever. He did that through Jesus Christ. God had a plan all along to send Jesus Christ to make a covenant with himself. And that's the eternal covenant, one of the seven covenants. But he also created man, I do believe, and this is a deep, deep, eternal mystery. He created man to share his love with his children. People made, humans are made in God's image, and we have the potential of being his child forever in heaven. What a glorious privilege. So he created man. You know, love, a great man of God said, love must be shared. You know, when someone has love, they share it. You know, God, the first being God created was his son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Amen. And God created billions, innumerable angels who are made from his glory, but they are not his children. They are spirit beings. And there's a deep mystery surrounding that. Oh, absolutely. That's what I want to emphasize. The Holy Spirit will reveal that everything in our most holy faith and eternal revelation and an eternal mystery, so too wonderful for us to understand, too wonderful for us to experience and comprehend. And the deepest essence of that is the Lord himself and his glory. The Lord Jesus himself. Just one person who knows Jesus, that one thing, they will, if they never hear the gospel, they simply choose God, the higher power, and they may never hear the name of Jesus, but they choose him and they say, I'm going to know him. I don't care what it takes. I don't see him. He's invisible, but I'm going to know him. And they will be saved and they will meet him. They will call him my God, my Lord, my Savior, my everything. And they will never die, and they will end up in heaven in glory forever, fellowshipping with God. That's how simple it is. That's all that matters, is someone is just knowing Jesus, knowing the Lord. Everything flows from that. And when someone has that, they have everything. Someone doesn't have to have a Bible. If they have a Bible, that's awesome. Use it to your advantage. anyone who has the Bible is truly fortunate, because it's all written there in clear words for us to see the glorious, and to see and read this glorious gospel, God's love story for mankind, about Jesus Christ, how glorious this is, that the gospel, it's all about Him, and He's the most glorious, wonderful being in person in ever. How wonderful this is. So my, generally what I'm presenting is just this, it's this glorious celebration. But the other side is, for those who say no to this, very serious consequences. Let me add this, people in the who are unsaved, many of them are celebrating, aren't they? They're having fun, you know, they're celebrating, they're partying, they have their families, they have all these wonderful things, okay? And that's, you might even say, well, I say this in reverence and humility, but God's a God of celebration. Even these people who are unsaved, they know how important it is to celebrate, you know, to be positive, to be happy, to have a but they're just celebrating in the wrong way. Okay? They might fall in love with some other things. We're intended to fall in love with Jesus Christ, with the only true God. And then a great man of God said it so brilliantly. God takes all those things that were our first love and He makes them better, puts them in their right place, in their right order. And because the greatest thing, the glory of the Lord, His presence, His, when someone, oh, glory to God. So what are we then to do when we find Him? Well, He will lead us into ministry. We will naturally want to serve Him, seek Him, be with Him, do what He says to do, learn from Him, worship Him. Amen. Worship the Lord. Intercede. Pursue ministry. You know, we just naturally will want to do all these things. Yes, study the Bible. Find your Father in the Spirit and learn from them. Get in their stream of the anointing. The anointing is the glorious presence of Jesus Christ. Find your Father in the Spirit. It may be a man, it may be a woman. And you're in their stream, and it's a glorious blessing. And in fact, practically, you'll be in heaven, you'll be in their neighborhood. You'll be with other people who are in that same stream, who have that same, you know, there's, the kingdom of God is this glorious, has great diversity, and there's many, you might say streams, many different aspects of the body of Christ, but find your place. And you'll be able, the inward witness, spirit of discernment, you'll be able to discern, okay, yes, this is where I belong. What a tragedy, though, that there's the misconception that so many misconceptions. That's why I want to continue to focus on, well, what is the right view? And it's the glorious Lord. Jesus, just that one thing. Get Jesus. If somebody just does one thing on the earth, it's get the Lord, get Jesus Christ. One thing. Nothing else really matters. It's the most important thing, choice for a person, b- because their eternal destiny depends on it. And in the same way, a believer's eternity depends on their response to the gospel as well, and how they handle what God has given them to do. For example, the parable of the talents, very clear. People are given a certain amount of, basically God, you know, the parable of the talents is about, the example is people are given a certain amount of money, but it could be inferred from that God has given believers a certain ministry to fulfill, certain spiritual revelation, and but practically a ministry to fulfill. And if they are good and faithful and they fulfill it, there's great rewards. The one who didn't was fearful, fault-finding, and lazy, if you examine that parable. So the glory of the Lord is available to every person. God Himself has made himself fully available. He's offered Himself in totality to every person, because Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. We really can't put Jesus into words, but the summary is, He's God Almighty and the Son of God. Amen. Amen.